Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 51, the verses 1 to 6. The prophecy of Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1 to 6. The Lord says, "Listen to me, you that want to be saved, you that come to me for help. Think of the rock from which you came, the quarry from which you were cut. Think of your ancestor Abraham and of Sarah, from whom you are descended. When I called Abraham, he was childless, but I blessed him and gave him children. I made him descendants numerous. I will show compassion to Jerusalem, to all who live in her ruins. Though her land is a desert, I will make it a garden, like the garden I planted in Eden. Joy and gladness will be there, and songs of praise and thanks to me. Listen to me, my people. Listen to what I say. I give my teaching to the nations. My laws will bring them light. I will come quickly and save them. The time of my victory is near. I myself will rule over the nations. Distant lands wait for me to come. They wait with hope for me to save them. Look up at the heavens. Look at the earth. The heavens will disappear like smoke. The earth will wear out like old clothing, and all its people will die like flies. But the deliverance I bring will last forever. My victory will be final." My theme for reflection is hope that will not fade. Hope that will not fade. There is an old story about a young boy lost in a dense forest as night fell. The trees loomed over him, shadows stretched long, and every rustle of the wind sent chills down his spine. He sat on a rock, paralyzed by fear, unable to move forward. But then he remembered something his grandfather had once told him. "When you don't know where to go, look up at the stars. They will remind you that the darkness is not forever." He lifted his head, saw the sky scattered with light, and suddenly the path before him did not seem so hopeless anymore. Isaiah speaks to a people who feel lost in the darkness, trapped in exile, their past strength a distant memory. They are discouraged, displaced, and uncertain about the future. But through the prophet, God tells them exactly what the boy's grandfather said. "Look up. Look back to where you came from. Look around at the temporary nature of all that seems overwhelming. And above all, look ahead to the unshakable promises of God." Isaiah 51, 1 to 6 is a call to remember, to regain perspective and to trust in God's eternal faithfulness. The exiles feel like their story has ended, but God reminds them that their journey is far from over. He points them to Abraham and Sarah, the rock from which they were cut. They were just one couple, wandering in faith. Yet God made them the foundation of a great nation. If he was faithful then, he will be faithful now. Sometimes we feel like the best days are behind us. Churches that once thrived now struggle. Nations that stood strong now seem fractured. Even in our personal lives, we might look at past seasons of joy and wonder if they will ever return. But God's message is clear. Look back, not to dwell on what was lost, but to see how far his faithfulness extends. If he took Abraham from nothing and made him the father of nations, he can take our broken pieces and craft something new. Then God tells them to look around, to the heavens above and the earth below. These seem unshakable, yet even they will fade. The stars will burn out, the earth will wear down, but his salvation will last forever. It is a humbling reminder that the things we think are permanent, our struggles, our failures, even the powers that seem immovable, are all temporary. The oppression of their captors will not last. The weight of their exile will not define them. The world may shift and change, but God's promises stand firm. And this is where the message of Isaiah meets our reality. My dear friends, we live in uncertain times. In many parts of the world, political upheaval, war, and displacement leave people feeling like exiles in their own lands. In Western societies, faith communities wrestle with secularism, declining numbers, and a sense of fading influence. And personally, many of us battle fears that our best days are gone, that failure is final, that we are alone in our struggles. But God says, look ahead. His salvation is not fragile. His deliverance is not an empty promise. No matter how overwhelming the present may seem, it will not have the final word. Carbath once wrote, to clasp the hands in prayer is the beginning of an uprising against the disorder of the world. Isaiah's message calls us to that kind of faith, one that does not surrender to despair, but dares to hope in the God who outlasts every kingdom, every crisis, and every failure. So we stand at the crossroads, just as Israel did in exile. We can fix our eyes on the ruins, or we can fix our eyes on the God who rebuilds. The choice is ours. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, when you feel discouraged, what past experiences of God's faithfulness can remind you that He is still working? Number two, how does the truth that God's salvation will last forever change the way you approach temporary struggles? Lord, when we feel lost, remind us to look up. When we feel discouraged, help us to look back and see your faithfulness through the ages. When we feel overwhelmed, teach us to look around and recognize that what seems permanent is fleeting, but your love endures forever. Give us eyes to see beyond the darkness and hearts that trust in your unshakable promises. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.